All right, we're back.
We're back.
Look at that. Coconut Podcast.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, look at us. Look at us go.
Look at us go.
And we're so busy.
We're still late.
Better late than never, right?
I feel like every time we get our ish together, then like something gets thrown into the mix. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, have family visit you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have family now visiting with me. And so it just throws up.
Bing, bang, boom, all the time.
Exactly.
So I've been having an issue with my phone when I call Dayton. And so he'll call me or I'll call him and I'll hit, accept. And I'll say hello. And he'll just sit there. And I'll say hello again. And he'll be like, well, why didn't you say hello? And I'm like, I'm trying to explain to him that it must be something with the phones, right?
There's got to be a delay or something.
Yeah. And I was trying to tell him that it was Verizon, not me and not him. And the only thing that kept coming into my mind was that line from Harry Potter where Ron is like, not me, not Hermione, you. So Verizon, you are the problem. You need to fix it.
You know, there will be certain days when I'm at work, and it's usually in the afternoon, and my phone just doesn't want to work. And I'm in the city. Like,
yeah, it doesn't make any sense. What is going on?
No idea. You, Verizon, are the problem.
Yes. It's so strange.
I do have to tell you, though, that I had to pre-warn my Tia.
Uh-huh.
I was like, hey, we're going to be doing our podcast. So if you hear me in the room just talking, like, I'm not just talking to myself.
Yeah, I mean, you could have said you were on the phone.
Well, that's true. But I didn't want to be like, yeah, I just want you to know I'm going to be on the phone later. Yeah. No.
So we went to Glitz and Garland this past weekend.
We did.
What was your highlight?
My tree that I was just trying to explain to my sister what it looked like. And I'm the worst giving details.
Yeah.
Listen, if I was to ever like see a murder or see a crime, don't ask me. I'm probably going to be the worst and be like, yeah, he had maybe it was a charcuterie. I don't know. Yeah. Don't
a charcuterie. A charcuterie. Chartreuse.
Don't ask me the details because I'm not very good. But it was the tree that I bought.
Yeah.
And my low point there was, we should have went Friday.
Yeah, we really should have. We should have.
Because I think we missed out on some good things.
Well, look at this.
Look at you and your clip.
I have my little flower clip on that I got that I absolutely love. So that, I guess that's my favorite thing that I got.
Did you only buy clips?
I got Dayton a Christmas present, so I can't say what that is, or two Christmas presents. And, you know, him and Kendall are the first ones I bought for. Bought Kendall something at the first booth. And then we made our way down to the other booth and I bought Dayton two things. And then we made our way down to that. What was that booth that we really, Lulu's, that we loved the shirt and they were sold out of it? But she did say that she'll have some in stock next week and that we could actually physically go by the store and try them on.
Yeah, I'm not very good at just like driving rant to there.
Yeah. You come to my house, I'll take you.
You go, you let me know how it is, and then I'll tell you, I'll send you some money and be like,
you're goofy.
There
were a lot of really cool places there that were local that I didn't realize even existed.
Yeah, there were. Stated, I love their sweatshirts, but this year, how they printed them and did them inside out.
Yeah.
I just don't like that. That was not my jam.
Yeah. I had a hard time trying to talk myself into it. I mean, I really liked their Grinch themed sweatshirt, but I just couldn't get myself past the inside out. I don't know. It just was so soft. I'm like, I want that on the inside.
So one of my problems about going to like places like this is, and like more of the shirts that you buy or things, you like that one shirt that you and I and Abby, we all have it from another boutique here in North Little Rock. And I'm just like, I kind of, sometimes you just want some, like a unique piece, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get it's all the rage.
Yeah. And when you go to events like, say, Holiday House that's coming up, they're going to have vendors coming from all over out of state. So it's a little different. That's a good thing about all of these events is that they are all a little different from each other, but they all have those cinnamon cons.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk in,
I don't know where mine are at anymore. I know I didn't eat them all, but I don't know what I did with them.
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh.
Well, not only did we hit Glitz and Garland, we hit Hobby Lobby and Home Goods.
Yes. I literally bought one thing at Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. Me too. Oh, no. I got the tree thing, and then Kendall needed highlighters and something for her earrings that she makes.
I will say that little tree thing you bought is super cute. And if I did more of classic colors like that, it would be something I would have bought.
Yeah, I've got it sitting on the kitchen table right now because I'm like, I don't know where to put this. And then, you know, when I picked it up and I was like, oh, I want to put this in front of the fireplace. And you were like, what about your puppy? I was like,
sorry.
I don't know about my puppy. Now I don't know where I'm going to put this, but I'm still getting it because it's really cute. And it was 60% off.
There you go. I considered it and then considered like being like Nikki managed and like just changing the colors. But then yeah. I was like, oh, I can't bring myself to buy something just to change it, you know?
Yeah. So she posted a video recently of her getting some of her new Christmas stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like it was a local place in Fayetteville. Did she ever say what place that was?
Presley Page, I think.
Okay. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's in Fayetteville.
It's in Fayetteville?
Yeah, I think it's in the square.
They have to take a road trip.
We do.
Yep.
We do. My sister-in-law just texted me and was telling me my nephew's birthday. I was like, that's coming up?
Yeah.
Did you just have one?
Just a year ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was looking at pictures on my phone today trying to find something, and that's why I sent you that random picture that you got from last year, because I was like, how was this a year ago?
Yeah.
This was just yesterday. I feel like this just happened.
You do realize, like, we're in November, which is not far from February, and that's going to be a year that my house has been, I've had my house, a year.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. Did you get
the recipe? I mean, my wallet has definitely felt it.
Yeah, for sure. Did you get the recipe I sent you for the taco soup?
I did. I'm just going to wait, though, for you to make it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll come watch you make it.
She sent me a text and said, hey, can you let me know the next time you make this taco soup so I can come over and eat with you, or send me the recipe? And I said, how about I do both?
Yeah.
Yep. I need
you should probably share that like with this podcast because
yeah,
it's a good recipe. Like I may even send it to my sister.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And it's really not a lot of stuff in there. And instead of was it bell peppers that are in it? I was putting a can of regular whole kernel corn.
Yes. So and I love my sister. We were just talking right before we got on this podcast. Her husband made goulash, and I don't know how many people that listen know what goulash is, but it is the best. And she was saying how she'd seen some recipes, and these people don't put corn in their goulash. And I'm like, the corn makes the goulash.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like, it makes it so much better, just like your taco soup, you know, putting that corn in there just adds
that little, yeah.
It's corn.
Because it's corn. What's not to like?
Right. Also, if you're listening to this podcast and if you're not lucky enough to be my Facebook friend, I cut my hair.
Yeah, she did.
Like, in fact, today after I got out of the shower and I was fixing it, I was like, I think maybe she cut a little bit shorter than I really wanted it, but
it's cute.
It's okay.
It's very cute.
Thanks.
Very pretty.
this piece right here wants to curl more than like, it wants to be like a curly Q. And I'm like, no, I don't want to look like a 10-year-old.
Leave it alone. It's cute. Okay, so I have to ask you, with all the potlucks and everything coming up, hold on. Excuse me. With all the potlucks coming up and everything, like for work and different, you know, Friendsgivings and things like that that happen, what's your favorite dish to bring to something? And don't you dare say paper plates or cups or napkins or bread.
I was straight up about to.
She's closing her eyes and laughing, but no.
I was literally going to say.
Something you make.
Natalie, you lived with me for 4 months again. Like, how many? I cooked once, maybe twice.
You made Mexican casserole. That could be taken.
That is not.
Chicken spaghetti. That's a potluck. Look at your face. you made guacamole.
Let me tell you, for real, at our office, whenever people sign up, first off, sometimes I will sign up Ashley to make me something.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to make desserts. Well, she used to because now she has Meredith and she keeps her busy. But
yeah.
So now we fight over who's going to bring like the paper plates.
Yeah.
Or who's going to go buy like the rolls.
Mm-hmm.
So do I love Thanksgiving food? Yes. Do I bring much to the table? Myself. And usually some new people of some sort.
I was going to ask you, what do you do with your mom on Thanksgiving?
All I do is like help prepare. She cooks everything. My sister's the mashed potato girl.
My Aunt Vanessa is the mashed potato girl.
See? Nikki makes like that. She makes that stuff with the marshmallows burnt on top.
Oh, the like sweet potato casserole?
Yeah. Those are gross. So, that stuff.
That's delicious.
She brings that. And then she also usually brings like macaroni and cheese or something. I don't know. She's a cooker. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just not. Yeah. Bring myself. I will buy the sodas and I will even chip in towards money for the turkey and stuff. But
aren't you generous?
Listen, you have qualities that are amazing. I have other qualities that are amazing.
I'm going to ask, I'm going to see if I can't get a recipe out of Brandon Ballou for his mac and cheese. He has a really good mac and cheese dish that he makes for a lot of events when they have friends over. And Amanda gave me her, what is it called? What does she call it? It's a Rolling Thunder cake recipe.
Oh.
It's a chocolate cake with all kinds of stuff on top of it. It's really, really good. And you let it sit overnight before you serve it. So much. I think I'm going to try to bring both of those to the family.
Oh, you're bringing stuff to the table.
Yeah. Usually me and Karen are like, okay, what will the kids eat? And then we would bring what the kids would eat. So that way, you know, the adults sometimes would eat it too. But that way we knew the kids would eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of the kids just eat whatever.
They're not picky.
No, Jackson's really, he's pretty picky, but he'll eat mac and cheese and he'll eat corn and green beans and stuff like that.
Awesome.
I used to really like giblet gravy until I figured out what it was made out of. And I was like, never mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now I don't do that. I don't even think we have gravy at our Thanksgiving. Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
And also other people who are listening. What time do you eat Thanksgiving?
Between 1 and 3 p.m.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we don't eat the rest of the day because we're dying.
Because, like, I've always wanted to be that family that at 6 o'clock we all sit down to the glorious table and eat. But we're not. my mom's like, I'm done cooking, so eat.
Yeah.
We all just get we get paper plates too.
Yep. So my mom and dad just bought the funniest thing at Atwood's.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. And I'm like, you need to use that on Thanksgiving. She bought a professional meat slicer.
Oh.
Like they use in the delis.
Yeah.
Because dad wants his sandwich meat cut a different width. And I'm like, you know, you can tell the deli people that. You don't have to just. And she's like, well, he brought a whole roll of bologna. And I'm like, oh, great. Oh, great.
How much bologna is your dad eating?
Well, it's dad and Uncle Dale.
Okay. Because I was just like, that's a whole heck of a lot of bologna.
Yeah. A whole lot of bologna.
A whole lot of bologna. Yeah. In fact, I don't know the last time I've eaten bologna, but that's a whole lot of bologna.
Yeah. And they fry it, you know, like make it into fried bologna sandwiches and stuff like that.
Do you have ham at your Thanksgiving?
Yes. And I have a really funny story about last year. So Jennifer brought the ham last year because Jennifer loves ham. That's her thing. She just loves spiral cut ham. So last year, when we were done, we packed up all the leftovers and Jennifer goes out to mom and dad's car and she sets the ham down in the back of the car in the trunk with the trunk open because the back seat was full of stuff and da da da. So she sets it back there and she runs back in the house to grab another dish. Well, my uncle's dogs got into the trunk, took the ham.
And just the ham.
Yeah, and they were out there just feasting in the dark. And so when we came back, Jennifer was like, oh, no, my ham. And I'm like, oh, gosh, this is like Christmas vacation. And then we found the dogs.
Oh, my God.
We were like chasing the dogs to get the bone. It's just like, oh, let the circus begin. And Jennifer said like multiple times that she's not putting the ham in the trunk this year, no matter what.
She's like, I'm getting my ham. I'm getting my ham.
Exactly. I was like, why don't you just close the trunk?
Oh. My mom goes and buys like the takeaway stuff from like a restaurant. And yeah. She's like, make plates. And she's got all these people making plates and
oh yeah,
sending them home with like Walmart sack of full of plates.
Man, that, you know, my family does that too.
Oh, okay. So it's not super weird. I thought it was pretty genius. Also, she, at one point she had like the metal, like tinfoil bottoms with the top.
Yeah. Well, so remember that. Do you remember that thing that we saw in the cotton shed that you put those aluminum pans in and then you shut the lid? I'm really thinking about getting a couple of those just so it can travel.
Yeah.
You know?
This is another reason why most of the time I never brought anything was because I always traveled. So I felt like me coming is the gift that keeps giving.
You should have bought that shirt. There was a shirt at the Glitz and Garland that said, Merry Christmas, I am the gift or something like that. Yeah. And I was like, Marlena, you need this shirt. And it was funny because she had already told somebody she needed that shirt before I even said it.
Yeah, it was a pretty cute shirt. I think it said like, I'm the gift. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I think that sounds better.
But yeah, so I don't know. We're still trying to figure out the date for our Thanksgiving because now that my sister no longer lives down there, my mom's like, well, we're going to do Thanksgiving on this day. And then like it threw a wrench in my sister-in-law's, you know, family. Yeah. And so we're like, why don't we just have it Saturday instead?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're all driving down Saturday. But then it also, I think my sister-in-law just said she was going to have my nephew's birthday on December the 3rd. And I'm like, you're going to make me drive down there 2 weekends in a row.
I think Eagles' first league game is the 3rd.
See?
Yep. There's so much stuff coming up.
Yeah.
And like, I just realized this weekend that I haven't even looked ahead on my calendar and put in my vacation time yet. So I got to do that this week and see what's available.
Speaking of vacation, Your girl next Saturday hits 12 years.
Woot, woot.
Woop, woop. So I had to use my last vacation.
On November 14th, I hit 7 years at this company.
Look at us.
Yeah.
We're like the best employees ever.
The best employees ever.
The best employees ever. So yeah, that means that my vacation starts over and I get 4 weeks. Oh.
Woot, woot.
Exactly. Exactly. So, what else happened this weekend? Tornado in Wix.
Oh, yeah. The bad storms that we had sweep through. That was pretty rough.
Yeah. Hope, my friend Hope, actually texted me. She called me and I didn't answer because I don't even know what I was doing. And then she was like, is your mom okay? And I was like, what did she post on Facebook? Why do you think she's not okay?
Yeah. Oh, I have something funny to tell you. My mom, she goes, did you see Pam's Facebook? And I said, oh no, what did she post now? She goes, well, apparently she's in the cellar and she keeps asking people if it's safe to come out. And people are like, come out of the cellar, Pam.
Yes. I kept telling her too, but she wasn't getting the messages. Like she could send a message, but she couldn't get the message out or she couldn't receive our messages. I kept telling her too. I was like, you can come out. Like they said, like there's, it's fine. It's fine.
How long did she stay down there?
Oh, they were in there for a good hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, like when Hope messaged me about it, then I called her and she was like, yeah, it's saying something about Oklahoma, like broken something. And then she said broken, but I go, oh, that's where my brother lives.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, you should probably check on all of them. I was like, yeah. So it literally
calling everybody.
Broken Bow and then came up. Yeah. Granis and Wix. My uncle's house, well, it used to be my uncle's house. They sold it after they passed away, but it's pretty much gone, which is sad. Like memories, you know, you used to at least be able to drive by and be like, yeah, that's where your uncle so-and-so used to live, and now it's
gone. Yeah, I understand that.
But be safe. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't know why tornadoes think that they can come into our Christmas season, but they need to stop and snow needs to come.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, you know,
I would agree with this.
We never get snow until, like, February.
Well, don't knock on any wood. Maybe we'll get it sooner.
I don't have any wood around me. So,
good. You know. So I don't have to worry about you knocking on it.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
My Tia is in there talking.
Oh.
And she's a very fast Spanish speaker. I'm always like, I'm so bad.
Well, I've been having trouble for the last couple of days hearing. And so I keep saying, what? 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 And both Kendall and Dayton are about to kill me, but I can't hear them. I've had my ears checked, and they say they're fine. Completely fine.
I actually had that problem. She's, like, having some ear stuff, and then they're like, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's your... Are you doing, like, the lockjaw at night or whatever?
I don't know. You mean like TMJ, like grinding my teeth? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
You probably cause.
Yeah. And I've done some of those.
Everything's connected.
I've done one of those like drainage, sinus drainage things to kind of like, you know, clear out your eustachian tube and all that stuff to help your ears, but it's not helping. I still can't hear.
It's not helping. By the way, you have your background like blurred. So yes. It's a very weird.
Look at my
weird hair.
Yes.
I know.
Yep. Looks like I have an updo.
So getting back on like whatever. That's a great segue.
That's a great segue.
I've been listening to the podcast. Let me pull it up. What podcasts have you been listening to? Are you still listening to Murders?
Yeah. Murders, horror stories. You know, we just had Halloween. So was kind of still in my spooky bitch phase. So Culpable is back with the new season. That's a good podcast if you haven't listened to season one. What about you?
So I've actually been listening to this podcast called Trading Secrets.
Yeah.
Hosted by Jason Tark. And I listened to a couple of them last week, and they're really good. I mean, they talk about, like, you know, what's your trading secret? They mainly interview, like, successful people, not necessarily, like, you know, Elon Musk and stuff, those types of people, but just, like, everyday successful people.
Yeah.
You know, people who've turned, you know, social media into their
job.
Everyday job and making, you know, bukus of cash.
Mm-hmm.
There's also one with, like, Jessica Simpson's private chef. Like, she makes like $500 a day.
Mm.
But one of the ones that I listened to was Lo Bosworth. She was on Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. Ever watch Laguna Beach?
No, but I know who she is.
Okay. So she has created this company called, I really should have done better. Love Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
She's all about, like, you know, women's health, you know, the pH, keeping the pH balance down there, you know, like not using crazy stuff, as well as like probiotics and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And she really, just like listening to her, I was like, wow, like she went and turned her company that she started from like $100,000 to, it's like worth $25 million right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you should check out her products. I'm thinking about doing one of the probiotics because I've had a lot of like gut issues lately, like constipation and
mm-hmm.
Just other health things. And, you know, one of the things she said was it's all connected.
Yeah.
Like it's just all connected.
My GI doctor, suggested I take a pre and probiotic, and I asked him, you know, what brand should I get? And he was like, you know, to be honest, I don't know what to tell you on brand. And I was like, okay, well, he said, just go pick something and try it out for a while. And if it doesn't work, maybe try a different one. He said, but you'll find one that will eventually help everything feel better.
Well, she, you know, for a while there, she was located more in like the beauty section, mm-hmm. even though her products were like a probiotic and just like, mm-hmm. you know, body washes for, you know, our lady regions and things like that. And now she's moved into the more like vitamin section
mm-hmm.
Of Target. But I just really liked.
Yeah.
And she could talk about the product. Like she knew what she was talking about. Mm-hmm. It wasn't one of those things like, oh yeah, well, we've partnered together. No, like she's done research and done the science and, you know, knew what she was talking about. So I definitely will be checking out.
And, you know, as with any supplement company or any supplements at all, you should always consult your physician just to make sure that, you know, there's not something in that product that could interact with other medications you take. Just to be sure. And, you know, there's some products that they say are wonderful, great. You know, this does this, this, and this. And your physician might, for some reason, with whatever condition you have, not recommend it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's always good to ask. Run it by.
Also, talk to your pharmacist, too. Like, most pharmacists are super
They're very smart.
Yeah, super knowledgeable on what they're is being prescribed to you. And as I know, because I do have a lot of different medicines that I end up doing, which Natalie does too, having a good pharmacist who will help you out when it comes to like the
taking care of you.
That and just like the financial aspect, because insurance is not cheap and medications are not cheap.
Mm-mm.
So
they are sure not.
Find someone who cares about you. I used Walgreens, and I'm not dishing, you know, not dishing. I'm not, dogging them or anything, but like they just, unfortunately to them, you're a number.
Mm-hmm.
They just see so many people that you're kind of just a number.
Yeah.
And I definitely think a small pharmacy is better.
Well, and something else that a lot of people don't think about is having their prescriptions at more than one pharmacy, picking them mm-hmm. up at different places can actually be dangerous, because your pharmacist is supposed to be looking for those interactions that could cause, you know, anything to happen to you. And some older people will, I mean, even my grandparents at one point, I remember them saying, well, I pick up this one at this pharmacy, and then I pick up this one downtown at this pharmacy. And now I know, like, you know what? That could have been the reason why this happened. Because you were taking this and this.
Yeah.
But neither pharmacist knew about it. And it was two different doctors that prescribed the two different medications.
Yeah.
So it's always good to find somebody that, like you said, treats you like more than a number and, you know, have everything in one place.
For sure. Because, like you said, if you get something somewhere else and then you go and mm-hmm. medication is not something to just play with. And I know, like, unfortunately, there's a lot of fentanyl, like, abuse and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But
well, and you have to think about it this way. Not only could it potentially hurt you, you could actually potentially nullify the effects of a medication if you don't know. You know what I mean? And so you're just you're spinning your wheels. Or one medication may not absorb properly if you don't take X, you know, like the vitamins, D vitamin, you have to have vitamin D in order to absorb calcium. It's just how your body works. And a lot of people will say, well, I take so much calcium. And it's like, well, okay, well, how much of it do you think you're absorbing? Is your vitamin D level good? You know, that sort of thing. So there's a lot going on there. So pharmacists are great.
Yes. Look at us being all like health conscious.
Can you see?
I have a really bad issue saying that word.
Conscious?
Cautious.
Conscious?
Conscious?
Yes. Conscious.
Health conscious.
Like unconscious? He was knocked unconscious?
Okay.
Conscious. Uh-oh, puppies.
Oh.
You hear them?
Sorry. So, yeah, those are just kind of what I've been listening to. I haven't been listening to any murder podcasts, just listening to Trading Secrets. And, you know, I read this thing that every millionaire, mm-hmm. maybe it said every billionaire, will have like 7 sources of income.
Yeah.
Coming in, they're not just focusing on that one income. Like, you should definitely be working on different things and different, you know, passions and stuff like that.
Yeah. But you also shouldn't wear yourself down.
Well, no, that's why it's a passion, not a...
A passion.
Passion.
Makes me think of that show on TV. Remember that show? Passions.
Oh, Passions. That had... Justin Hartley in it, the guy from This Is Us.
Oh, did it?
Mm-hmm. He was in it. His girlfriend turned into his wife, and then, you know, then they got a divorce. They had a kid together, though.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks. So, before we end this podcast, for our TikTok at my job, we did a little game because. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you about this game?
No.
Okay. So the other day we were talking.
I heard about the ducks, though. The ducks being left all over your office.
We don't know. It's not me. And I keep getting blamed for these ducks, but it's not me. I think it's Allison because she's the one that was like, well, I know that somebody bought them off Amazon. And I was like, who even, you're the one that knew to even go look.
Yeah. My money's on Allison.
Yeah.
Watch it be Brad.
They wiped out. Somebody wiped them out and they haven't come back yet. So we'll see. But
come back painted all red and green.
Right. No, but we did this TikTok because the other day we were talking about the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And Kara said, I don't know who's in the World Series except for the Astros. And I go, well, I don't know either. And then she said, is it Padre? And I was like, two Texas teams are in the World Series? And she was like, what? And I was like, you said the Padres, like, aren't the Padres from like South Padre Island? Apparently they're not. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Where are they from? Where are the Padres from?
I want to say, isn't it a California team?
Okay, maybe. But.
Darn, sorry.
San Diego. It's the San Diego Padres. Why?
Because there's Padres all over the world, ma'am.
But it would make more sense that South Padre is the home of the Padres.
I mean, yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah. So Kara was like dying laughing. So then she goes on and we decided to do this TikTok where she gives us the name of the team and she's like, where are they from?
Mm-hmm.
And let me just tell you, I did really bad at baseball. Like I know like five teams in baseball. Like
yeah.
One of the teams, she said, the Athletics. I was like,
yeah,
who the heck is the Athletics? I've never heard of them.
Is that a hockey team?
They must be not like... No, it's not. It's a baseball team.
See? Mm-mm. Oh, wait. The Athletics. That aren't they called the A's? Or something like that? You know, Dayton prides himself on being able to tell you every single college's mascot. Have you ever tested him on that before?
No.
Like you
Oakland Athletics. It's Oakland Athletics.
The Oakland A's. That's what they call them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you can't see my screen.
Whoa, I cannot see that. She's holding her phone up to the camera and it's like just one big square of bright light.
Okay, so let me just pull up one real fast.
Sure.
Because I didn't do very good. So I'm going to quiz you real fast.
Uh-oh. This may not go well.
Okay. What about the Orioles? Where are the Orioles from?
Oh, man.
The city.
The Orioles. I don't know why I want to say Chicago, but that's not right.
No, it's not.
Orioles. I feel like it'll just come into my mind if I just say the Orioles. I don't know. Indiana?
Baltimore.
Baltimore Orioles. Yeah, no, I wouldn't have got that. I knew the Orioles existed. Does that work? Well,
yeah, that's a quarter of a point.
Okay.
Okay, what about the Twins?
Minnesota.
Good job.
Yay.
Okay. The Mariners.
That is Florida, right?
No.
Where are the Mariners? Texas. Is it another Texas team?
No. Think of what a Mariner is.
It's a fish.
Yeah. So it's not going to be in Texas.
It's not Louisiana. It's not Alabama. It's not Florida.
You're going the wrong way. Think just West Coast.
Is it California too?
No, it's the Seattle.
The Seattle.
It's the Seattle Mariners.
Seattle Mariners.
Okay. What about the Pirates? Do you know where the Pirates are
from?
The
Pittsburgh Pirates?
Oh my God. You got that one.
Yeah.
What about the Rockies?
The Rockies. I feel like this is a trick question, but I feel like it's Tennessee or Colorado.
The Rockies are not in Tennessee.
They sing the song Rocky Top for every game.
The Rockies are not in Tennessee.
But are they in Colorado? Is that the answer?
Yes.
Okay. Good God. You're
like, it's the Smokies are in Tennessee.
Yeah, but they sing about Rocky Top. Have you not heard that?
No, I have never heard that.
You've never been to a game with Tennessee fans?
No.
You got to hear Rocky Top. I'm a little bit surprised that you haven't heard it because, like, every time Tennessee wins, there's a ton of people playing Rocky Top.
Tennessee game. Okay, what? I think you'll get this one. I don't watch Tennessee game. What about the Yankees?
New York.
What about the Red Sox?
Boston.
I was going to say, if you get this one wrong and your husband's a huge fan, you're in trouble. What about the Rays?
Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh my God, you're so decent at this.
That's a compliment I'll take. You're decent. I like it. I'll wear it on a shirt. I'm decent.
You're so decent at this. Okay, last one. Diamondbacks.
Arizona?
You are decent at this.
I'm very decent.
You go, Glenn Coco. Stop it. Stop it.
Who's getting you? Who's attacking you?
It's Love.
Love, the kitty cat. Are you okay? Is your face okay? So she just picked up her cat just to say hi to me on camera, and it turned around and, like, attacked her face with both paws, like, grabbed on. I felt watching a predator.
Oh, my God. Are you bleeding? Scary. No, I'm not bleeding. She more, like, just knocked me, like, hit me with her little baby paw.
It looked like she grabbed me. Like, wow.
Ah!
I'm gonna have to send you the video too, so you can see.
You need to put that on your TikTok. Oh God!
Sorry.
Okay, well,
that was funny.
I think that's
a wrap.
That's a wrap. We cannot
can't beat that. So Velcro kitty cat to the face.
Yeah. So, anyways. Go follow us on all of our social medias. Natalie.
Tried to stop laughing.
You can follow me at Marlena May on Instagram and at Mr. Loco Luca on the TikTok.
You can follow our podcast on Facebook and Instagram at the Lime and Coconut Podcast. And then you can follow me on TikTok at NatNatCan with two N's. Or you can follow me on Instagram at NatCann with two N's, NatCann.
Maybe she'll post the video of me getting attacked by the cat.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out how to section that out somehow.
Oh my gosh.
Are you bleeding?
No, I'm not. This is just a birthmark right here.
I'm talking about your other side. That's where she really got you. Right there. On your eyebrow. Your eyebrows out.
How dare she mess up my eyebrow. All right. So that's what we've got for you today.
All right.
We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.